USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. Nearly 190,000 utility customers are without power across Texas as severe storms have blasted the area Thursday night. Storms have been pounding parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas as well. At the same time, following rare winter weather out west earlier in the week, residents in mountain communities remain snowed in along the San Bernardino mountain range. The National Guard was set to begin arriving late Thursday.
This morning we have Cal OES has activated Cal Fire staff and resources as well as the National Guard there to assist the county fire chief who's coordinating the resources to assist both Lake Garrahead and Big Bear communities.
Senator Rosalicia Ochoa Bogue says at least one woman is dead as a result of the adverse conditions. The jury took just hours in the Alex Murdaugh double murder trial to return with a verdict.
Indictment for murder, guilty verdict.
The broadcast on CNN, the once wealthy, high-profile South Carolina lawyer was also convicted of two counts of possession of a weapon during a violent crime. Murdaugh, set to be sentenced Friday morning, faces life in prison without parole for the murders. I'm Dave Collins.
Senator Dianne Feinstein is being treated at a Bay Area hospital for shingles. NBC Bay Area says she is expected to make a full recovery. Residents of East Palestine, Ohio are letting officials know they're tired of hearing how good the air quality is and want immediate help getting away from the contaminated area.
This is not something we ask for, sir. I'm begging you, by the grace of God, please get our people out of here.
Those in attendance asked questions of agents from the EPA, FEMA, and the CDC. Ohio Congressman Bill Johnson addressed the crowd, but did not remain for questions. Many in attendance shouted, "Where's Alan?" as Norfolk Southern CEO Alan Shaw was not present. This is USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You may be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee through the Employee Retention Credit. Call Omega Accounting Solutions to see if your business is eligible to recover payroll tax pay during the pandemic. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute consultation to determine your qualifications. Call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-309-ERC. Omega's knowledgeable staff will streamline the process of filing complicated paperwork. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. CPAs even turn to Omega for ERC guidance. Take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit before it's too late. The 3-year sunset deadline is setting soon. So find out if you qualify today. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com.
Former President Trump can be sued for the actions of Capitol rioters on January 6, 2021. At the Justice Department, NBC News' Ken Delanian says Trump can be immune from lawsuits regarding speaking about public matters of public concern.
A speech far outside the president's office that allegedly incited a riot is not covered by that immunity, according to the Justice Department.
A group of Democratic House members and two Capitol police officers are looking to hold Trump liable for physical and psychological suffering as a result of the riot. Trump argues absolute presidential immunity protects him from this lawsuit. The House Ethics Committee is formally investigating and battled New York Congressman George Santos. Members announced the unanimous decision to set up a panel that will determine if Santos broke any laws during his 2022 congressional campaign. The panel will also probe if he failed to properly disclose information on statements he filed with the House. And President Biden says he plans to visit East Palestine, Ohio at some point following a toxic train derailment last month.
I've spoken with every official in Ohio, Democrat and Republican, on a continuous basis, as in Pennsylvania. I laid out a little bit in there what I think the answers are. We put it together.
Following a meeting with Senate Democrats, Biden added that lawmakers are working to address rail safety issues through legislation. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.